In 2019, the story of healthcare could be all about cities and states. Over the past week, two governors and a mayor have put forward proposals to shore up the Affordable Care Act and to reduce the number of uninsured in their states. The plans were announced by Governor Jay Inslee of Washington, Governor Gavin Newsom of California, and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. Jonathan Cohn is a senior national correspondent at HuffPost, where he covers healthcare, social welfare, and politics. Welcome to the show, Jonathan.
It's good to be here.
So, why now? What's the political strategy here?
Well, I would say there's sort of three factors why we're suddenly hearing about this. I mean, the first is not quite so specific to this time, but it's the fact that, you know, we're coming up now on a decade into the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, and there's a recognition that, okay, lots of people got health insurance. It did a lot of good for a lot of people, but we still have a lot of people who don't have health insurance. We have a lot of people who have insurance and are struggling with their bills. There's an interest to do something about that. But politically, we're finding, you know, November's elections were really important, among other things, because they took repeal off the shelf. Republicans lost their control of Congress, so there's not going to be any legislation coming out of Washington repealing the Affordable Care Act. And I think that has enabled Democrats to kind of get out of the defensive crouch they've been in since the Affordable Care Act, since Obamacare became law, and start to think, okay, we don't have to spend every ounce of energy protecting this thing, making sure Republicans don't take it off the book, and instead think about, okay, well, what do we want to do next? What else can we do?
Let's talk a little bit about breaking down each one state by state. Like, what does Bill de Blasio, New York's mayor, want to see happen?
De Blasio's idea is basically, he says, look, you know, we're in New York City. Most people in New York have insurance, but we still have about 600,000 people who do not have insurance. Some of them are people who are actually eligible for programs that are out there already, but a lot of them are people who fall between the cracks. A lot of them are undocumented, or for some other reason, they're not eligible for an existing program. What he's proposing to do is say, look, let's give everybody a card, and let's get everybody signed up for this program. And let's just say, look, if you have this card, you can walk into a public hospital, you can walk into a public clinic, you can get care and pay for it on a sliding scale. The less money you have, the less you'll have to pay. And more important, we're going to hook you up with a regular primary care doctor. And, you know, everything we know about healthcare says that if we can get people into a regular source of care, they'll end up healthier. And actually, over the long run, you'll hopefully maybe even save money, because these are people who won't show up in the emergency room.
And what about the state of in Washington? What is Jay Inslee proposing for his state?
Washington state, once you get outside the Seattle area, a lot of rural parts of Washington. And one of the things you see all over the country is that in rural parts of the country, it's really hard to keep a lot of insurers offering coverage. Just it's the demographics of rural and the way it works for insurance. So what Inslee has said is, look, you know, I look at my state and these rural counties in particular, they often have only one insurer offering coverage. Let's create a new insurance plan that the state of Washington will run. This will be on the exchanges. And at the very least, it will guarantee there's one good insurance plan in every part of the state. And in parts of the state where there is already one or more insurance companies, it will compete. And the key thing is this insurance plan will actually pay doctors and hospitals at the same rate that Medicare does. So this plan can offer pretty cheap coverage. And that's part of the idea, is to give a cheaper option to the people of Washington state.
Gavin Newsom in California has been very aggressive in implementing the Affordable Care Act. What's different about what Newsom is proposing? Is it an expansion on what already exists and what they're already doing?
Yeah, I mean, this is, I think I would say, is by far the most ambitious initiative we've heard so far. And it actually involves several different changes. Number one, again, California, like Washington state, has been aggressive, has managed to cover a lot of people, but you still have a lot of people who don't have insurance in California. A lot of them are undocumented residents. So what he is saying is that, you know, we have California, we have our Medicaid program. They've already opened it up. In California, if you're undocumented and you're up to age 19, you can sign up for Medicaid. He's saying, look, I want to expand that up to the age of 26 so we get young adults in there. And that would, you know, bring in a lot of new people. I think the estimate is around 100,000 people. By expanding Medicaid to more undocumented immigrants, you get more young adults, get them insurance. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that he wants to take all the different state programs, including the Medicaid program, but also a state program for retirees, and have them all buy prescription drugs together and really bargain a lot more aggressively to try to bring down the cost of prescription drugs. And then the third part, and I think this is the most, in some ways, the most interesting because this is something that you could really see being done easily at the national level, is, you know, in California, you still have this problem of a lot of people for whom insurance is too expensive. And a big part, a big reason for that is the way the Affordable Care Act is structured, you know, as listeners may know. When you go to buy insurance on one of the exchanges, so healthcare.gov if you live in most states, or if you're in California, it's called Covered California, you can apply for tax credits that discount the premiums and, you know, keep it within your budget in theory. Well, those tax credits, this assistance from the federal government, it runs out. There's an income threshold. Once you get to a certain level, which for a family of four today is about $100,000 a year, once you get to that level, you're not eligible for assistance anymore. And it's the people who are just above that who really struggle with prices because they're not getting any help from the federal government. They have to pay the full sticker price of insurance. So Newsom is saying, hey, why don't we address this problem by giving more people assistance? Instead of cutting it off at $100,000 for a family of four, let's cut it off at, you know, closer to $150,000, and, you know, for raise the threshold for everyone, regardless of family size. And then let's go back and say to everyone who's already getting assistance, let's give you a little more, particularly to help people with out-of-pocket costs. You know, you hear a lot of stories of people, I can buy my insurance, it's affordable, but geez, I have this huge deductible. The state of California is going to say, all right, we're going to give you a little more help with that.
Jonathan, again, these sound like plans that I think a lot of folks would be on board with. But the big question is, what is it going to take for these proposals to actually become law?
So it really depends on where you're talking about. In Washington State, for example, Inslee, he'll need an act of the state legislature to do that. In California, the consolidating the different programs to buy the drugs, he can do that by executive order. But offering this new assistance to people and including undocumented immigrants in Medi-Cal, I believe that will require an act of the California state legislature. And in fact, I think this is part of his budget.
And what about in New York? What are de Blasio's chances of actually getting all New Yorkers insured?
So, you know, the chance of getting all New Yorkers insured, you know, this is always the catch. I mean, you can create a program where you actually get people to sign up for it. But, you know, New York has a pretty good record of being aggressive about this. I think it's entirely conceivable that when this is done, you know, most people in New York will either have health insurance through one of the, you know, public programs, or they'll be getting care through this new program. Again, this new program isn't exactly like insurance. You can only go to certain places. It doesn't cover you if you leave the city or leave the city of New York. But, you know, his claim that everybody in New York will have access to healthcare, that will be, you know, that if this works, that would be an accurate statement, you know, certainly as close as it is in most parts of the world.
Jonathan Cohn is a senior national correspondent at HuffPost, where he covers healthcare, social welfare, and politics. Jonathan, thanks for your reporting.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.